الله أكبر 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 عدد ما صام صائم وأفطر الله أكبر عدد ما ذكر ذاكر وكبر الله أكبر عدد ما حمد حامل وشكر الله أكبر عدد ما تائب واستغفر الله أكبر عدد ما ارتفعت من دعوات الله أكبر عدد ما قريت سور أو تليت الآيات الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله We make takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, magnifying His greatness on this day of Eid. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that once we have completed the term of Ramadan, وَتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ That make takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fact that He guided you, for the fact that He allowed you to fast the month of Ramadan, the fact that He allowed you to be a Muslim and worship Him in this blessed month. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of our deeds in this blessed month of Ramadan. To this point of making takbir, we also add additional takbirat in the prayer and before it for this reason of magnifying the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and again thanking Him for everything that He has given us. On a similar note, it is important for a person to also realize and remember that we are happy on this day and we are happy on those days after we broke our fast. And similarly, as the hadith mentions, that as the same way that you were happy when you broke your fast and you had that first date after a long day of work and school, and you had that first sip of water and you quenched your thirst in that moment, there was a moment of happiness. And similarly, on this day, for the first time in a month, we have had breakfast on this day and this beautiful day of Eid. And in a similar way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make us happy on Yawm al-Qiyamah. For the hadith mentions, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدِ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ For the fasting person are two moments of happiness. One moment of happiness when you break your fast for the first time, and another moment of happiness will be a greater moment of happiness when you receive the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this day that we have fasted. We have fasted this month of Ramadan, but I want to focus on one point here. And that is the fact that prior to Ramadan and also after Ramadan, there are members of our ummah who are fasting not on a voluntary basis, but being subjugated to a fast based off of the starvation and the famine which is being brought about on account of their blockade. And to this point, let us remember the hadith of al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ مَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُدْوٌ تَدَاعَ لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهْرِ وَالْحُمَّى The parable of a believer to another believer, in terms of their love, in terms of their compassion, in terms of their care, is like that of a body. When one part of it is hurt, the rest of the body is in a state of sleeplessness and fever. That moment when you had a sore throat, you stubbed your toe, that's the only thing you could think about. And although we are going to eat on this day of Eid, we need to remind ourselves that there are members of this ummah that are not able to do so in this particular way. One lesson that I want to focus on with respect to Ramadan. One of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ by the name of Abu Umama, he asked the Nabi ﷺ, he said, مُرْنِي بِعَمَلٍ Command me to do an act of goodness, showing the fact that he wanted to do acts of goodness. The Prophet ﷺ, he told him, عَلَيْكَ بِالصَّوْمِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا عِدْلَ لَهُ For you is fasting, for there is no equivalent to it. Abu Umama, he thought, maybe this is too simple. Maybe there's something else I should do. So he repeated the question. Again, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, فَعَلَيْكَ بِالصَّوْمِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا عِدْلَ لَهُ For you is fasting, for there is no equivalent to it. From the fasting of the month of Ramadan, We gain patience. We gain sincerity. We gain dedication. We gain discipline. We gain health benefits. And we gain, on top of all of these things, taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in today's khutbah, I want to talk about one thing that I hope all of us would have gained in this blessed month of Ramadan, and this will bring about a change within the ummah and the atrocities that we are seeing. In one hadith that we all know, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, يُوشِكُ الْأُمَمْ أَن تَدَعَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا تَدَعَ الْأَكَلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَصْعَتِهَا. That a time will come in which the nations will summon each other and attack you like you attack a plate of food. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked, وَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ. Is it because of our low number on that day? What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٌ. On that day you are going to be many. How many people have we seen come together on the day of Eid? Within the city of Calgary, perhaps 5, even 10% of its population is going to become Muslim. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءً كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. But on that day you are going to be like the foam of the sea. And after this point, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ قُلُوبِ عُدُوِّكُمْ الْمَهَابَ مِنْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will remove a quality from the enemies of Islam called al-mahaba, which is a veneration they once had for you. Sometimes we think in order for people to accept us, we need to change our ways. We need to be like them. But in actuality, the more a person sticks and holds fast to the traditions of Islam, you're going to find that veneration that once people once had for Islam will return. When we become people that are charitable, when we become people that are patient, when we become people that are praying and fasting, and we become people that are living our lives as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, then this veneration will return, and that is the only way in which it will return. The ending of this hadith, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَلْيَقْذِفَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ الْوَهْمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also put a quality within your heart. And I hope that through the month of Ramadan, this particular quality would be removed from our hearts. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked, what is wahm? What is this moral weakness that you are talking about? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Love of this world and a hatred of death. This month of Ramadan, you saw food in front of you, and as rich as you might have been, you were not able to eat it. And you needed to ensure that you had delayed gratification. And later on, you were only able to access this food. Let us try to build on this quality. And if we do so, we'll see the fact that we will no longer become like the foam of the sea. One of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his name was Abdullah bin Salam. His previous name was Hussein. He was from Banu Qaynuqa', one of the Jewish tribes of Medina. And when the Prophet ﷺ was coming to the city of Medina to Munawwara, he used to say, when the people used to say, قَدْ قَدِمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ قَدْ قَدِمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The Prophet ﷺ is on the scene, he is arriving. He came to see who he was, because he was one that used to study the Jewish scriptures before, and he knew that a prophet to come was going to arrive. The first thing that he mentions is, he says, عَرَفْتُ بِوَجْهِ أَنَّ وَجْهُهُ لَيْسَ كَذَّابٌ. عَرَفْتُ بِوَجْهِهِ, that he saw by his face, he was not one that was a liar. And thereafter he records the first words of the Prophet ﷺ as a minority group emigrating from Mecca, now becoming immigrants to the city of Medina to Munawwara. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he described what we should be as Muslims. He said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O people, not referring to the Muslim only, but this is how a Muslim acts wherever they go. أَفْشُ السَّلَامِ. The first thing is spread peace. Peace with your words, peace with your actions. وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ, and give food to those that need it. وَصِلُ الْأَرْحَامِ, maintain your family ties. وَقُومُوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ, pray at night when others are asleep, as we were doing in the month of Ramadan. If you do these things, تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِالسَّلَامِ, you will enter Jannah with salam. This hadith is called the hadith of salam. It starts off with salam, أَفْشُ السَّلَامِ. It ends with salam. You will enter Jannah with salam. It was narrated by Abdullah ibn Salam رضي الله عنه. On this point as well, I want to mention something else which took place, and the main point of today's khutbah with respect to what we can do and the lesson that we should take after the month of Ramadan, and this story is narrated by the same individual, Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu. On one occasion, Abdullah ibn Salam was with the companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and they were deliberating among themselves as to what is the most beloved deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them, they said, let's ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we don't know what it is. None of them did so. Perhaps they were shy. But eventually the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to know that he had this question among them. And in some narrations, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam went himself, and in other narrations, he sent somebody else. And the point being is that the entirety of Surah Al-Saff was then recited. And the part of this surah which is relevant is the latter half, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off with something, and this is the main point that I want all of us to take away from the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min adhabin aleem. O you who believe, should I guide you towards a trade, towards a business that will safeguard you from the fire of Jahannam? All of us have businesses, all of us have professions, but what is the business that will do this? Some of us, when it comes to this, we are part-time. Sometimes we are full-time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, first and foremost, تؤمنون بالله ورسوله. Make your job worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believing in Him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of us, we do this on a full-time basis. Others of us, maybe 80% of the time. Others of us, part-time. Others of us, only in the month of Ramadan exclusively. And then after that, we forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others only on the day of Friday or on the day of Eid. But if you want to save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, do this. Make your trade as much as you can, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and following there His sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His commandments. تؤمنون بالله ورسوله. What is the next part? وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your money, with your charity, doing what you can to bring up and lift up the Muslim community with the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you. Firstly, with your wealth before yourself, but with yourself as well, strive as much as you can. Volunteer wherever you can. Be involved in local masjid boards wherever you can, or the MSAs, or in your schools, or in your works. Whatever you can, be a person that is active in this particular way. And this jihad also refers to qital, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ. He has legislated upon you fasting, but He also says something else. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالِ. Is legislated upon you to fight and defend the honor of the Muslims that have had their honor destroyed in the way that they have. Every single human being has the right to defend themselves and their people and their property, and never shy away from this particular element, which is part of Islam and always will be a part of Islam. تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That is better for you if but you knew. When you do this, there are certain things you get out of this. What is it? First thing, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will forgive your sins when you do this and you make Islam your trade. وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. Allah will enter you into a Jannah beneath which rivers flow. We all want that property on the Bow River. We all want that property in Arbor Lake or Mackenzie Lake or our beachside property. If you do this, Allah will grant you this in Jannah. جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً. And a good home. We all want a good home. You'll get the best home. ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن. In the highest parts of Jannah, of the Garden of Eden, ذلك الفوز العظيم. That is the great victory. Not only this, Allah has not stopped. He says, وأخرى تحبونها. When people do this, you will get something else which we all want right now. نصر من الله وفتح قريب. Victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a near victory. وبشر المؤمنين. Glad tidings be to the believers. The last part of this is the takeaway. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kunu ansar Allah. O you who believe, be helpers to the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as Isa alayhi salam said to his disciples, his sahaba, those that were closest to him, who among you will be helpers to the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Be helpers to the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask yourself, what can I do? Can I volunteer on a local board? Can I volunteer with the IAWC? Can I be part of the board? Can I be part of the MSA? Can I bring up my child if I'm too old so that he becomes a righteous Muslim? Am I hafiz of the Quran? If I am, can I teach? If I'm not, can I learn? Be a person that is a helper to the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be one that makes videos talking about what is going on. Do whatever it is that you can and make this your business. All of us have unique skills. Use your skill in whatever capacity. If you're a doctor and can go to Gaza, great. If you're a lawyer and can advocate from that perspective with the government, great. Do whatever it is that you can. كونوا أنصار الله. كما قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصار إلى الله. Just as Isa alayhi salam, just as Jesus, who belongs to this ummah, said to his حواريون, who among you will be helpers to the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after this point, He says that some of the Bani Israel believed, some of them disbelieved. وَأَيَّدَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ. After this point of Muslims doing this and becoming detached from this world and focusing more on doing what they can for the Ummah of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they were eventually victorious against those that sought to harm them. Let us try to be from those that understand this and have a detachment from this dunya and take this main lesson away from the month of Ramadan. When we do this as a community, we will no longer become like the foam of the sea. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us in assisting the people of Gaza. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us back to Islam and make us the best Muslims that we could possibly be. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of the deeds that we have done in the month of Ramadan. Our fasting, our charity, our sadaqah, our salah, our qiyam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الحمد لله الذي أرسل نبيه برسالات وأيده بالمعجزات رب الأرض رب السماوات أحمده وأبلغ حمد وأكمله وأسكاه وأشمله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله الواحد الغفار وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى المختار صلى الله وسلم عليه وزاده فضلا شرفا نجيل. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوصيكم أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين اللهم اغفر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في غزة اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في غزة اللهم انصر المسلمين المجاهدين في غزة اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين. يا منتقم انتقم لنسائنا في غزة يا منتقم انتقم لرجالنا في غزة يا منتقم انتقم لأطفالنا في غزة. اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز. اللهم إنا نسألك فتحا مبينا اللهم إنا نسألك نصر قريبا. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. عيد مبارك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.